This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. Here we are. It's the Party Line sponsors include Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Melissa Miller, joining me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Kevin.
Ken's at the United Way breakfast.
Yep.
Getting fed and getting some information this morning.
Definitely. So.
Here we are on a Thursday. The Skywatch weather forecast is cloudy skies today. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, just a 30% chance. High at 88, going to be hot and, man, it was humid yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be hot and humid.
Man. Cloudy tonight, chance of thunderstorms, low 70, and 85 tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy. And a little cooler Friday night for football action, mostly clear, low 58, and then some sunshine. And a little cooler. It might still be kind of warm, though, on Saturday with a high 82.
Yeah, we got football coverage. We got Tri-Central at Clinton Prairie.
Yes.
For the Gridiron Match of the Week tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it'll rain.
Yeah, thunderstorm chances. Hopefully they'll die out before that happens.
Yeah, that 58 is pretty nice football weather.
Yep, definitely.
So coming up here at 9 o'clock, we'll have Frankfort Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth and also Kevin Evans in here to talk about all kinds of things.
Yeah, Kevin's coming in place of Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be good to see him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a ton going on locally. I wanted to hit a couple things real quick here before we get into
it. It starts really picking up in September.
The deep end.
And it keeps going, you know, building from there. So
yeah. Well, we have Kevin's Party Line folder over here I keep in the studio. So if there's something I want to talk about that I run across throughout the day, I just print it off or grab it and stick it in the folder for the next morning. So a couple local announcements. If you remember last year, the Faith Family Church, I think it is, on Green Street in Frankfort, we did a live remote on WILO. And
right.
They have like a car show over there Saturday morning. It's, you know,
oh, yeah.
Late September.
It's really a really cool time.
It is. And they have a lot of fun over there. And then after that, on Saturday, September 21st, a hog roasting car show. Tickets are $10 per person. That's at the Cornerstone Assembly of God on the West Mulberry Jefferson Road in Frankfort. So out in the country just a hair. So you hang out there at Green Street at the Faith Family, and then you go to Cornerstone in the afternoon for some hog roast and a continuance of a car show. So.
Right, exactly. It's just kind of a roving party.
Yeah, it is an all-day party. And I think this year, Shine 99, our sister station, will be doing a live remote on the 21st from Faith Family Church with our very own lovely and talented Cindy Loveless. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you better say that.
Yeah, she is. She's lovely
she
and
is.
Talented.
She's a sweetheart.
Well, Josh Arnett and Aaron Gray are the singing contractors, and these guys have beards, too. They actually look like a contractor.
Yeah, you can tell they're contractors.
But they also sing, and they're going to do on this same day, September 21st, the first annual We Care Transition Home Awareness Concert. It'll be at 6 p.m. in Veterans Park in downtown Frankfort. It's basically just raising community awareness for the We Care Transition Home, which is a new facility in Frankfort that exists to help women achieve long-term recovery from addiction. So they'll take free will offering that day, but you can also purchase ice cream and pulled pork. Make sure you bring your lawn chairs. Again, Veterans Park, September 21st. All right. But first, 2 days from now, 2 days from now, out in downtown Kirkland, not the suburbs of Kirkland, downtown Kirkland. It's a block party, and you're invited. They're having a flea market all day Saturday.
There are suburbs of Kirkland.
Yeah, there's a suburb of Kirkland. It's called Greater Zionsville.
Yeah, no kidding. No,
at all points in between.
This is a really cool. I've been there for this, and they have stuff all year long, but this is really cool.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they got a DJ. They got a band. Of course, all the antique and specialty shops and restaurants will be open. And then an all-day flea market, 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you're invited to the block party. I think things will wrap up around 4 o'clock. But,
4 or 5, somewhere around in there.
So Healthy Communities is making sure it's a non-smoking event. Sponsored by Kirkland Main Street. And, boy, they're doing some good things out there.
They do a lot of stuff. They have, and they have some great bands that come in for that kind of stuff. So, really cool stuff. What else you got on your list?
That'll be fun. The Clinton County EMS with their open house is going to be this Saturday also. That's at 1501 South Jackson Street in Frankfort. Now, they're going to be out there between 1 and 5, okay?
Wish I had a rim shot right now.
I do have one somewhere.
Let me see.
Wait,
we're going to be nice.
I know.
So,
Hang on. Let me get back to my schedule here. Okay. So, anyway, it's this Saturday, the new facility located on the fairgrounds, or in the fairgrounds.
Yep.
The entrance located just off South Jackson Street. In Frankfort, 46041.
And it's a beautiful building.
It really is a beautiful building.
Yes,
it is. I was happy. You know, when you go building something like that, it's like, I want it to really fit in.
Right.
With the surrounding
area. With the
landscape.
Yeah.
So
it is pretty.
So if you get a chance, go out there between 1 and 5 this Saturday. Come for a visit, but...
Go ahead. I gave you the line. Okay. I will let you use it.
Leave your tape measure at home.
Okay. Yeah, enough said. Anyway, next
is the 30th annual senior fair. Let's celebrate good
time. Don't sing.
No, I won't. I'll leave it to Cool and the Gang and the rest of the gang.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, September 25th, and that's, 2 weeks from yesterday?
Yeah. It's getting close. Has Liz's blood pressure gone up yet?
Yeah, well,
she's starting to.
She seemed pretty cool Monday.
Yeah. We couldn't do it without her.
She's a cool cat.
No,
you're right. You're right on that.
There's no way this could happen without her. So.
There's a lot of things. Liz makes my life a lot easier as the director of operations guy. She's good support.
She does a lot of stuff behind the scenes that... a lot of times she does not get credit for, or a lot of people don't get the chance to see.
Or don't even know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's brought to you by Clinton County Daily News and Encompass Credit Union and Center Township of Clinton County and WILO. So, of course, everybody 50 or better are invited to attend in the beautiful Community Life Center in Frankfort. That's behind the First Church of the Nazarene, across from Frankfort High School. So if you need to, park in the high school parking lot, then ride the Frankfort Main Street shuttle to and from the senior fair. We'll take you across the street safely. Sponsored by BCS Landscape Design. Of course, it's all free. Right now, we're busting at the seams, Melissa, with 45 booths.
Yeah.
So it's a full house,
working towards 50, so
yeah, we are.
Before it's over with.
We are. Businesses and organizations offering products and services for seniors, door prizes and fun, free breakfast sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home and Hearing Solutions of Indiana, free lunch sponsored by Genda Funeral Home and Home National Bank in Thorntown. It'll be nice to see Mark Genda again. I only get to see him once a year, and I guess if you just see a funeral home guy once a year, you're probably doing good, right?
Well, yeah, you hope.
I mean, that was recent to see Mark Genda.
I've known Mark since we were little kids. So
yeah.
Our moms were in sorority together, so a lot of times we got stuck doing fashion shows and all kinds of stuff
when
we were little kids. Oh, yeah, I could bring
some
pictures.
Got to be some stories there.
Not so much.
You have pictures?
I have pictures, yes.
Okay.
Believe me, I don't let those get out.
Okay.
Mark knows exactly what I'm talking about. So if he's listening, I'm not getting them out, Mark, I promise.
Well, we'll see Mark's smiling face at there as well at the 30th Annual Senior Fair. Free health screenings, too, bingo and prizes, and also entertainment, Wildcat Creek String Band. Their music will get your toes tapping, according to Liz. And that stage sponsor is IU Health. So I'm kind of looking forward to the Wildcat Creek String Band, even though I have a hard time saying it. I like that type of music.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
In small doses, and that'll be good for us. So
yeah, I think it'll be cool.
So one other thing on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com before we talk about the wind energy and tonight's thing. Let's see here. Get the slow computer. I came in this morning and I refreshed my ClintonCountyDailyNews.com on my office computer. And I saw Ken had put up a story about Healthy Communities going to lease the former utility billing office on the square.
Yeah, that's
kind of cool. Yeah,
I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, so I'm glad they found something to do with this. They're going to lease it for a year, which is, of course, where you used to pay your electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember, the Healthy Communities was trying to move into the First Baptist Church. And they couldn't do that for various reasons, but they're going to try it for a year. They're going to keep their current office at 1458 Oak Street open, and it will become a reproductive health office for pregnant women or for people looking to get pregnant, okay?
Right.
So they'll do all that there, but everything else will be downtown at the former utility billing office. So I'm glad to see something going in there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's good.
Kind of excited about that.
Okay, so tonight is the Wind Energy Open House, sponsored by, paid for, bought and paid for by Eon. They're hosting the Wind Energy Open House tonight at the Edward Jones Community Building at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. Now, we're going to have this for you. As long as there's some informational pieces still coming out, we will carry this for you on WILO-TV if you can't be there tonight. So we hope that you can check that out also. And let's see. I thought I printed that out. Dang on it. Let me see. I'm sorry. I'm not even ready. We got phones going off. Well, I'll just say it. Responsible Harvest of Clinton County had copied me and a couple people at Eon, and I got in this morning and saw my email. And they copied a couple of us here at the radio station on it.
Right.
And they have proposed a list of questions that they are looking forward to Eon answering tonight. And I tell you what, they're pretty detailed questions. I didn't understand a quarter of it.
I think that would be good.
Yeah. No, they're all legit questions.
Yeah.
And whoever's in charge of that healthy or the responsible harvest, they've done their homework,
mm-hmm.
You know, because they know what they clearly know what they're talking about.
Right.
So, and I think I have an idea of some of those folks. But so anyway, tonight is your chance to come talk about it. I really don't know what else we could say about it. I mean,
no, I think that's pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is your chance.
Come listen, get educated. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, this is like the third company that's come in here, and I really don't know much about them. And that's what our friend from there, Andy, that called in other day when we were talking to him. And that was one of the things that he and I discussed, that, you know, I want to know more about this company and the guarantees and all that good stuff. So this is a good opportunity to learn all that. I mean, granted, I hope that it's extremely informative and mm-hmm. not just a one-sided, you know, discussion.
Right. Well, I think there'll probably be a pretty good turnout. Of course, they're going to feed you and everything else. And one of the questions that I can't believe I didn't grab that. I really wanted to talk about that.
Okay.
One of the questions was that Eon is, I think it's a Germany company?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, they're out of Germany. They're not from the U.S.
And they have a pretty diverse portfolio.
Yeah.
Including solar.
Yeah.
And so one of the questions was, why not revamp this for solar?
Right.
If it's already in your portfolio.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So I don't know what their answer will be, but.
Yeah, because I'd like to know that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because given the choice.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather see us go solar.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would.
I really do.
So I also heard. And I think this is official, that we had originally been talking about 35 to 52 turbines.
Somewhere around in there, yeah.
On the east side of Clinton County. I think from what I've heard, the closest one would be like 4 miles from the Frankfort city limits. That would be like the closest one. But I also saw on this list of questions for Eon that they had recently applied for like 30 more. So there was like 88 turbines now.
I don't see where.
Yeah, that was kind of my first question.
I live out there, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
Not that. There's no way.
So that's the question. That's one of the questions, if they have, in fact, done that. And I think they have. So so anyway, it is tonight at the Edward Jones Building, and everybody's invited. They want everybody to be out there. At about 5 o'clock, they'll start. And that's going to be just kind of like a meet and greet. You can eat then and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I think they're going to start everything kind of official at 6. And then they're talking about an hour and a half presentation. They may be having some breakout sessions and individual experts to talk to. So,
which I like that idea.
That's all good.
But yet you already know that going in that it's going to be their experts.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I hope people go with research it before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Get your questions that you want to ask. And go with an open mind. I mean, don't go in there with do battle.
Yeah,
you know,
I tend to agree with that.
It needs to be a calm discussion and really get all the information out there, and you know, hopefully everybody gets the answers they need.
Right.
And
good or bad.
Whether you're for it or not for it, or whether this ends up being turning out, or whether it doesn't turn out. It's got to be right, and in the communities, the county, the community has got to get everything they need out of it without the possible devastation, the destruction that what we've been the questions that need to be answered.
Yeah.
You know, if the answer's not satisfactory, then bye, see ya.
Yeah.
So that's the way it needs to be.
Well, another one of the questions they had was, are there experts this evening? Are they compensated? You know, for coming in,
and I'm sure they probably are.
I tend to think so,
and that's the reason why I kind of say that with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
I'd like to talk to some other people that aren't on the payroll.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think they've got. I meant to check it out the other day. ClintonWind.com. I think they have that up and running, so you can check that out if you'd like to, and it might have some information on there as to what they're seeing. But tonight's the night, and also on that piece that they had emailed or sent to Eon was something on there about the time frame and what they're looking at, and they also had it looked like part of this letter to Eon came with the blessing of the commissioners, maybe. So, and that's why I wish I had it in front of me. I don't know if it was a CC.
I don't know if it was a
CC or the commissioners were in on it. I kind of think the commissioners probably aren't in on that.
No, unless they just sent a copy of it to the commissioners.
Yeah, and they may have just CC'd them. Yeah, I don't want to speak out of line.
Yeah, exactly.
As we say good morning to Carl Lane, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kevin, Melissa.
Morning.
That sort of upsets me. They said it couldn't be voted on, couldn't be put on a ballot for people to vote on. And I understand what you say, Melissa, about a lot of people's not educated about the windmills or don't do any kind of study on it or anything.
Right. Yeah, but, no, I have no problem with putting it on the ballot. I just want people to vote, and whichever way they want to vote, that's fine. I just want them to, like any election and anything that you vote on, do it with, research it. Research your your items that you're being voted on, and also research your candidates for that fact.
That's correct. But lobbyists in Washington, D.C., for every dollar that goes to lobbyists, $100 is produced from lobbyists, is what they companies, big corporations, and other people make off of that.
Right.
For every dollar, they make $100. Lobbyist is not for a working man or a taxpayer.
Not anymore. Not like it used to be years and years ago. No.
No. And you guys talk about solar. Solar. I don't know that much about it. Melissa, but when I fly out of Indianapolis, and I told him, I says, all this solar panels you got, I says, that's pretty nice. I says, they said, well, that runs the Indianapolis airport. Now, that's what they told me.
It runs part of it. Yeah, they do have a fairly good sized solar. You can't really call it a farm because it's there at the airport. But the Indianapolis airport is partially solar.
And I don't know where this guy, because I haven't done no study on it, but this guy said, yes, it runs the Indianapolis airport, but don't think about it because he said you could never afford it.
It's expensive.
Yeah. But government put it in with grant money.
Yeah.
Well, with grant money, that's taxes.
Yeah.
They get the money from your taxes. So I don't know why people say, well, we can get a grant on this or we can get a grant on that. No, you're just borrowing the money from the taxpayers, money that we do not have. You understand what I'm trying to say, Melissa?
Yeah, I understand that.
Nothing's free. And number two, I told my wife, I says, now you look at that ground when you go across 31 to Tipton on 28. I says, there on the left, you got all those solar panels out there. I says, I don't know who that's supplying electricity to. But I says, they can't farm any of that ground now. I says, all that stuff's laying out there on that ground. With a windmill, they can farm around it.
That's true.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. I haven't done enough study on it. But it just upsets me, really upsets me, that something like this big...
is controlled by three commissioners?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
That should not happen. To me, that's I'm not going to say it, but it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. You know, now they don't... The commissioners or nobody in Frankfurt... it was put on the ballot when we spent $16 million to remodel the school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But there's no money made off of the school. Schools take money to run.
Right. Yeah, it's a public education, for sure.
Since there's no money to be made, let them vote. Let the public vote. But you understand what I'm trying to say, Ken?
Right.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah.
Or Kevin?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's... That's just me, though. I don't know. So, hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Carl. Appreciate the phone call. And I think Carl says exactly what we think.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I tend to agree with that. And I've had a lot of people text me or message me on Facebook after we talked about this initially and said the same thing. I mean, they, you know, why not put it on a ballot? And
then
Scott explained the other day that, you know, the way the governmental things are set up, that's just the way this is.
Right.
And that's why we elect commissioners to make
the
decisions. And then you get into, does this commissioner have any skin in the game? Does this county councilman have any skin in the game? You know, so, I mean, they have other businesses. Some of these guys are farmers.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's a part-time thankless job that they have.
It is.
And, I mean, that's just the way it is. And
yeah, everybody
has
another job. They're not
full-time politicians
like
we have out in D.C., and that's a whole other show.
And thank God for
anyway,
that.
Anyway, yeah, no kidding.
All right. Well, if you'd like to talk to Melissa and myself, we've got about 6 minutes left in the first portion of the program here at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. We have had a couple people mention yesterday to Ken at some meetings, and I did get a phone call late last week or earlier this week concerning Clinton County Daily News not updating, and there being some issues with that. And I called our high-tech web guy yesterday, and he assured me that everything's working on our end. So if they're listening this morning, make sure you click refresh. You know, sometimes I have to do that if I leave the web page open, and I'll come in the next morning if I left it open yesterday at 5.
Sure.
And I have to click refresh because I know Ken's added some stories. And sometimes you got to back all the way out, then click on it again. So keep trying. But if you do have trouble, let us know here at the radio station, okay? We'd love to.
Well, you know, you were talking yesterday that it's Friday the 13th.
Tomorrow is Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a full moon.
And a full moon, a harvest moon. So, a lot going on, but you know what else that means?
What?
Well, it means that fall is officially on its way, and September 23rd through December 21st is fall, okay? And that means we're only 49 days away from Halloween. From Halloween.
Okay.
77 days from Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
It's getting really close.
Man, you put it in a perspective like that.
And then 104 days from Christmas.
I can't believe that.
Which you know what that means, don't you?
I know what it means for us.
Yeah, it means this for me. If I can get it to do it. Maybe. It's not going to do it, darn it.
Load it back, load it back up.
I know. What a bummer, man. Oh, no, here we go. Might help.
Oh, okay, Alvin.
Oh, yeah.
Alvin!
You know.
Yeah, the Chipmunks.
I like Christmas music.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you do.
We were having this discussion the other day off air that that's, we're getting closer and closer to our Christmas music.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We are. Yes, we are.
I had to do that to you.
Party line, good morning. Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kim.
How are you, Kim?
I'm doing pretty good. I love the Chipmunks.
Yeah,
so do I. You got to understand, by the time Christmas is over with, for as much Christmas music as we find and download and, and upload or download, whatever you want to say, that poor Kevin.
some of us are sick of Christmas music by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I know a long time ago another station, and it was about this time of year, and it was really hot, and they played White Christmas. They said, isn't everybody cooler now?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Okay, now what I called in for.
That's actually funny.
Kevin, I'm a pointer outer, not a hater.
Okay,
I didn't like Trump.
Yeah, no. That's all right. I like that. I'm good with that.
And did you see Trump the other day? And he said that he helped out on 9/11, and he didn't consider himself a hero, but other people did.
And,
and the fact checker said he wasn't even in New York City at that time.
Yeah.
He's probably saying that he wrote a check, but
wrote
I doubt
a check. Yeah.
I doubt if he did that either.
I doubt it.
But that's my opinion.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And my opinion of him, when he was running for president, he was going to, you know, when he rode down the escalator and everybody was applauding, my opinion is he thought everybody was going to do that forever.
Mm-hmm.
For him. And then he realized everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah. It's not like you'd think it would be, right?
That's right. Oh, and one more thing about the other day you were talking about 9/11 memory. Well, the only thing I remember on one TV station, they were showing supplies people had sent them, and then they showed rats running over it. And I thought, couldn't you have put it someplace in a tent or on a table or something?
Yeah, you'd think so. You know, the rats were scrambling that day, too, in New York City. You know, I mean, wow.
Well, and like Ken and I were talking about, a lot of people don't realize, you know, we talk about the Twin Towers so much, but a lot of people don't realize that there was another building right next to them that was 47 stories. That was also destroyed in there.
Yeah.
When they came down, it came down.
Yeah, the World Trade Center had like seven buildings on the property
proper
there.
And three of them ended up coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'll try to stay cooler, and you two have a nice day.
Merry Christmas, Kim.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. All right, Melissa, you're going to stick around. And
Yep, I'll stick around.
We'll see you on the other side here in just a few minutes.
That's scary.
We'll come back with Kevin and Jason in a moment. I want to thank our Party Line sponsors, Welty Custom Exterior, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News.com.